Hey, it's Brother Tupo standing on the corner here preaching and flying gospel signs. I just had a strange encounter with a strange man. Drove by, was yelling something, said he doesn't go to church. Then he came back, walked up, asked me what we're about while I'm preaching the gospel to him. He told me, I just want to argue. All I was doing was preaching the gospel. I said, well, then you share the gospel with me. He wouldn't do it. And he was yelling in his car when he drove by. I left the church. I came out of church. I want to talk about, I've talked about it before, deconstructionism. You know what that is? It's a big deal. Everybody's talking about it. People are stopping going to the regular church system, Roman Catholic, Evangelical, the non-denoms, the Sunday church system. And it's called deconstruction. They're saying, I don't need to go there anymore. They hurt me. They want my money. They want this. They want that. All these reasons they have for deconstructionism. And I would say deconstructionism is biblical if you do it biblically, meaning if you leave the church systems because of biblical reasons, the Bible says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. Romans 16:17, you should deconstruct there. Jesus said, come out of the world. You should deconstruct there. The worldly Christians should not be part of them. Jesus said, if you worship me in vain for keeping man-made traditions. Mark 7. So you should deconstruct there. Here's the big problem with deconstructionism. Here's the big problem. All right, so deconstructionism, I had to stop for a minute there. Deconstructionism, the Bible teaches that it's smart to come out of the church systems, come out of the worldly church systems. But here's the thing, what's wrong with deconstructionism? They don't continue. So what they should do is deconstruct. Let's use a house as an example. Jesus said, whoever builds on the rock is a wise man and keeps my sayings. When a storm comes, he won't get washed away. But the foolish man builds on sand. And when the storms come, he gets washed away, right? So let's use deconstructionism. If you've got a house that's ready to fall down, the roof is bad, the walls are bad, it's not repairable, you should definitely deconstruct it. But guess what? No wise man that wants to live in a house would deconstruct it, tear it down, and then sit on the foundation and say with his family, his wife, his little children, oh, that building was bad to me once, I'm not going to build another one, and they just sit out in the elements on the cement slab. No. They would construct something good that would give them shelter. So deconstructionism is not a bad thing when you're leaving false religion, but what you have to do is you got to turn from it, and then you got to construct and build in the ways of Christ and build on the Word of God, come out of the world, come by the shed blood of Jesus, deconstruct from man-made religion, apply the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection to your life, repent. Yeah, tear down your old life, build a new one in Christ, be born again by the Spirit of God, and walk in holiness and obedience as fruit you know him, doing good works that you've been made for, Ephesians 2:10, and endure to the end. So deconstructionism, a good thing, if you leave the false church systems and the cultural ways that churchianity keeps. But like this man we saw, he obviously came out of the churches, but he did not go on in the truth of God. He did not go further on down the line to walk in Christ in spirit and truth. He's still of the world. He didn't want to hear the biblical gospel. He's deceived, not knowing the truth. He's deconstructed, but never been constructed in Christ Jesus. Ponder that. Build on the rock, Jesus Christ. God be praised.